涙が溢れるのは君がそばで微笑むから。
Okay, now it says We Is Live, so let me get into the We Is Live section of... Okay, there we go. Now I'm staring at a...
Hey!
Yep, there we are.
There
we're live.
It is.
Yep.
Well, that was fucking dumb.
My God, science!
Yes, no shit.
Oh, well. Shit fucking happened.
Fucking woot. God damn it.
Ugh.
Okay, I'll switch over.
Only took us 8 minutes to fix this shit. It's not that bad.
Fucking technical difficulties and bullshit.
You said we're on Ghost today, right?
Yep, Kamen Rider Ghosts. Ghost.
Damn it. I thought we were going to review Hello Kitty Island Adventure for Shane. Don't worry, Shane. It'll happen someday.
That's episode 300.
No way.
No, we'll all be dead before then.
What are we on?
206.
Sounds about right.
Well, Superman was 205, so...
Really?
Right.
Yep.
Okay.
I was just staring at it, so...
Okay.
And I'm playing Doom.
Shouldn't be playing Doom right now.
I am while we wait for the fucking title to get updated. Take all of 3 seconds.
Ain't got no time for Doom. Gotta be ready to watch this here thing pop up. That way we can do some riders.
Oh my God. Like, it changed everything. Like, I've never seen it. Like, it deleted all our previous tags. It deleted, like, it's, I don't know what happened. I've never seen this happen. It changed our stream key. It deleted all of our pre-existing information. Like, I have to add everything back in.
Nice. I wonder if it's because we deleted the test from last night, if the delete is like a mass delete.
I don't know.
That would be a super pain in the ass.
Yeah, no.
Well,
shit.
I'm currently putting everything back in.
Alright, well, hey, in the meantime, how's it going, chat?
Well, the chat's filling up over here.
Well, yeah,
that's
no
good.
Shit.
Fucking just might as well talk to them for a minute, I guess. We ain't got nothing else to do.
Yeah, because of technical difficulties and bullshit.
Yeah, fucking corn streams, man. They're the best.
Yeah, especially when we have to delete the video because Bill thought one thing and another thing happened. And
hey,
and
you guys started saying, okay, so we're done here. Yep, everybody's done. We're off the stream. Yeah, we're done. And I said, okay. So
I never said we're off the stream.
And I did not realize that while everybody was talking about being done with the stream, that you were still streaming my share screen. So I clicked off of the folder, and it clicked on immediately to the Discord, and there were boobies.
Damn right.
As there should be, but that's
this time,
another story for
this
another time.
This time being Nick's fault for said boobies.
Sometimes you gotta share some boobies. It's not often that I share
ended
boobies.
Up sharing them right to the stream.
The world needs to see those fucking marvelous boobs.
Oh my gosh.
It would be an absolute travesty to not see those.
While you are not wrong...
YouTube wouldn't say otherwise.
Exactly.
Which
is very unfortunate.
Yeah. Yeah. Oh yeah, I should probably keep a look in the chat to see who all I get to deduct points from today. I mean, I gave 1 million points out last night, so that person's only 99 million points away from Shane having to go give them a hug. I don't remember who the hell it was, though. So,
I think it was... Fuck. I keep wanting to say it was Mad Dog, but I know that's not right.
No, it wasn't Mad Dog.
It was,
I think it was, like, Ultra something, maybe. Was it Ultra Rider Dragon? I don't fucking remember. Somebody got a million points on the no longer existent Quarren stream test.
Right.
Okay, I'm getting a phone call. I'll be right back.
Woo!
Don't be right back.
I got cookies. I'm going to eat some cookies. Because I'm fat and that's my breakfast.
Alright, so for the chat, yeah, I still have some of the folder emails that I just haven't gotten to yet, so there's that.
Just waiting for somebody to just, you know, hit my ire so that way I can start deducting points. Alright, so yeah, it was right. Ultra Rider Dragon got a million points.
Okay, yeah, see, I knew it was somebody.
I'm going to give you a heads up now. I'm in one of my deduction moods, so do not cause my ire to rise.
And I'm in a fat mood, so I'm going to eat all these tag-alongs.
Just don't crumple them into the mic.
I might be insane.
Like this?
God damn it, Seth. You fat fuck.
Here, hold on. Let me do some fireworks.
It's fat ass ASMR. Calm down.
Welcome to what happens when we have to Quarren stream.
Social contact.
We're not allowed that right now. I mean, I'm still technically going to go get social contact today because I'm going to go pick up my girlfriend.
I'm just waiting to see how many people get mad because I'm eating into the mic.
I'm waiting to see how many people it takes before you realize that Shane isn't actually watching.
Oh, I already know he's not.
Because Shane is busy watching Screen Rants.
No, I'm not.
You were. I heard you laughing. I heard you laughing all but 3 minutes ago.
I'm laughing because I'm a little stir crazy.
Uh-huh.
Honestly, I'm waiting for one specific person to show up so I can deduct 10 million points from them.
Don't steal my cookies and my cookies.
Yeah, my cookies.
All right, fine. I'm just waiting.
I'll let you have a couple cookies, babe. But they're my cookies. Sorry, I had to help my girlfriend. She's eating my breakfast.
It's all right. I'm just sitting here waiting.
Yeah, that's true, fiance. I'm sorry. I did say the wrong thing.
Yeah, you need to be careful. They get mad at them.
You're foolish.
No, she knows I'm a fucking moron. That's why she's marrying me. I'm a fucking moron.
I see.
I make her feel smart.
Never again. Never again will I do that.
Yep. Remember, everybody, he said that.
Yep.
I'm wearing blue.
No, technically we're wearing purple and gray, but that's another story for another time.
What are we doing? What? So we're supposed to be talking about this here thing today, right? Because the screen screen is boring as shit.
Yeah, I know.
This is so all anyways, the excitement.
We took 8 minutes to fix a problem and then another 8 minutes to fucking dick around because somebody got a phone call.
Yeah, it's true. You did get
a
phone call.
Something tells me that these asshole writers are literally going to take us until fucking well past noon.
There's a little bit to them.
Sounds like I'm only going to be here for one part of the stream.
Good.
Good.
Yes. As I said, after... It's like 1 o'clock is the absolute latest so I'm going to be able to do stuff for this.
Age restriction has been added to a lot of these videos lately. And like what happened, age restriction. It's nothing more than allowing us the extra security of saying and doing whatever we want to do without it coming down on us, which has happened a couple of times. I watch the videos. We get weird claims and shit like that, and we almost got marked on one of those fucking stupid COPPA things because we talk about Kamen Rider, and Kamen Rider is labeled as a 4Kids property. So we have to literally go out of our way to emphasize that, listen, we are not four motherfucking kids.
Because we say
fuck
stuff
no,
like,
we aren't.
Yeah, we say stuff like shit, piss, fuck, cunt,
right.
cunt sucker, motherfucker.
But under all this coppa shit that took place, we are.
Yep.
Right.
That's why, because it's an old fucking law that should have been changed by now and should have undergone an actual reassignment, but it hasn't. And because of that, the old men and women that only see one thing, they see Power Rangers, kids, done.
Yep. These are the same motherfuckers that said, what's that? Video games are violent. We need to fucking ban video games because people are shooting up schools.
Oh, except there's no actual correlating evidence.
Exactly. In fact, they found people
Doom,
that play
fucking
video
rip
games.
And tear, motherfuckers.
Goddamn right. But yeah, no, they actually found that people that play violent video games are less likely to be violent.
Yep.
Huh.
So, you want to go with this one then? Let's check out this here Kamen Rider Ghost. Reploid Bill, William Bush.
Seth Level Saria.
Scott Action Jackson.
Shane McCree Proto Guy.
And Nick the Paladin Guy's fucking here.
Hey guys, I know you're about to get your podcast on, so I'll be quick. If at any time you feel like dropping your own opinion into what we're talking about, head on over to FandomNight.com and all of the contact information for every single one of our shows, including the one you're about to watch, is there. All right, guys, I'll leave you alone.
Let's do this.
All right. 2015-2016, Kamen Rider Ghost.
Ooh, he's spooky.
No! Oh, sweet! They're here! Awesome! I'm waiting to deduct points from somebody.
Good. Scott sitting here.
Yep. Still waiting on Scott.
All right. Ghost and Spectre Legend Riders forms.
Also, chat, don't bitch at me today. I'm not in control of the stream.
Yep.
Yep, I'm running the stream and Scott's running the mouse. So, yeah.
I'm bringing the funny.
And I'm
today,
sitting here.
Today, you bitch at Scott.
Yep.
Scott, you take your dear sweet time, my friend.
Ghost Drive.
I'm feeling a little bit better. I'm still not up to speed, but I'm feeling better.
He's not bad.
Steering wheel handguard sword. Neat.
Wait a minute, this guy's name is Brigadier General Bill?
What?
No.
No, I think they're assigning us ranks.
Yeah. Yep.
For some damn reason. So Bill's a 3-star general. Congratulations, Bill.
I've been given commanding officer Scott.
Which means you're technically a 4-star general. Oh, is it one? I can't fucking remember. It's been over a decade since I was in the military. That and I slept a little bit.
I've done that.
Anyway, so what are we rating this guy, or are we going on to the next guy and then rating?
I think each of these are different riders.
Okay.
So...
Sounds weird because we're not running off of our normal equipment. We're all in quarantine stream mode.
I'm back!
It's like, we cannot be over at Bill's because that would be too many fucking people. And Bill's been kind of sick. And we don't want to possibly expose Bill's wife to being ill because it could kill her.
Yep.
Seth's girl or Seth's fiance could kill her.
Yep.
No, so we're all at our individual houses on our individual computers with randomizing bits of equipment. I'm using a old PS3 Afterglow headset.
I'm using a Bill and, Beach.
Bill and Shane are both using Blue Yeti mics, and Scott, I don't know exactly what kind of mic setup you got.
I got a blue mic.
Oh, you got a Blue Yeti also?
No, I don't think he has a Yeti. I'm pretty sure he's using a Snowball.
Oh, yeah, okay. Snowball.
But he uses the same sound equipment that we do. He uses Blue.
Okay, so we got two Yetis and a Snowball and a Turtle Beach, and then I'm the one with the way, way low grade aftermarket shit.
Yep.
But ironically, this sounds better to me than the Turtle Beach does, so.
Eh, whatever. It's all I got.
So are we reading this Michael Jackson thriller writer?
That was it? We're done with him?
Well, each of these are, like,
different writer nods, so.
So, yeah. I'll give him a 3.2. We've seen worse. We've seen a lot better.
Three. Yeah,
I don't know. I didn't even get a feel for him, so I'm just going to put him as a 2.
I'm at a 3.5 myself.
I'll go 3.
Okay, and then we do the thing. He's a 2.94. Move the fuck on.
Did we get a Shane score or not?
Yeah, we did.
I said 3.
Okay.
Look at that. Right. 20 minutes in, and we fucking rated our first guy.
Okay. Ghost Gam.
Oh, we're back to the fucking orange slices.
Ooh, but he has a hood.
Woo.
Yeah, that doesn't help him, too.
Still a 2.
It didn't help the Scarlet Spider when they put a hood on him.
Yeah.
Just because Gwen Stacy could rock the hood doesn't mean we put it on everybody.
2.
This dude's name. Holy shit. And he dropped it too with that. Over in the chat, there's a dude named I Mostly Despise Everything 2.0. He gave it.
Okay. Well, I have a 2, a 2, and a 2.
I'm going to give it a 3.
You would?
Yeah, 2.
And 2.2 because Shane's Christmas.
I didn't. I mean, yeah, I guess.
Next.
I didn't see much of that guy.
Ichigo.
It's like having only one picture of each of these is not helping.
It's like a nod to the original one, I think.
Yeah. I mean, yeah, granted, we don't have 50 of them, but Jesus.
He's very much a nod to the original guy.
He's got a hood. I'll go back to a 3.5.
2.5, because the hood looks stupid.
I'll land him at a 3 at the best.
A lot of zeros in chat.
A lot of people are disliking this guy. I see him as a throwback to the original, not quite as good.
Right.
I'll go 3.3.
I'm going to go with a 2.
2.86, moving on. First guy still winning.
Okay. Ghost right, Spectre left. Wait. Okay.
That's all the ghost, and then that's... Okay.
Yeah.
I really don't like the hoods. That is hurting these guys real bad right now.
I would say with that being a multitude of guys, I say we go to the next and just skip this for right now. So we
next. Ghost Wizard.
Man, that's their theme, isn't it? The whole hood thing.
Yeah, I'm presuming. Because apparently ghosts wear hoods.
Okay.
I don't know. All it is a helmet and a little shot of his fucking chest emblem.
He's like got a hoodie trench coat thing.
I mean, the helmet looks fucking badass, but I mean, that's
yeah, it does.
It.
I agree.
Yeah,
I do like his helmet.
3.6.
From lack of vision, too, because I don't know what his body looks like.
I'm going to stick with the 3.5 on this just because the helmet is awesome enough where the rest of it will probably look okay.
I'll just drop a 3.
3.8.
3.18. We can almost break the glass.
All right, next is Spectre 4's.
2.
He's a rocket. Rocket fist.
Fucking really?
That was really quick on the 2 there.
Fuck this guy.
Yeah, because the fucking rocket fist.
Particular.
Fuck you.
1.
Oh, man. So did I mention I just beat 6 Mega Mans in a row?
You did last night, so those who were here last night saw it.
2.
You know, I'm half tempted to fucking boot up Cthulhu Saves Christmas.
Nope, you have to see some bullshit.
Yeah, oh, no.
She played Cthulhu with that girlfriend.
No, she's going to play Zelda, and I'm probably going to end up playing Stellaris.
3.5.
Fucking really, Shane?
These guys are not that bad. We've seen fucking far worse. I don't even want to hear
Rocket Fist is stupid.
Rocket Punch.
We've seen far worse. I don't...
Yeah, we've seen stronger. I don't care. That was a long time ago.
Okay, I'm missing a Bill score.
Oh, I thought I gave it. 2.5 is fine. And they're all fairly basic, but I really can't get a feel for them.
Right.
I'm really seeing like a top upper half constant.
Right. Well, I'm at a 2.2. Or not a 2.2. Wow.
Is it nice and pink?
That is 2.2.
Frilly?
Next. Spectre O's.
Eh.
I like his devil horn helmet thing. It seems like their helmets are really solid in this series. It almost feels like they fuck it up by adding a hood.
2. And it only got a 2 because the helmet's cool.
I also don't think I like this jacket thing.
Yeah, whatever is wrong with this specific jacket, it literally looks like they just threw a bunch of tape and just crumpled it up.
Well, that's because that's one of the guys we saw like 2 or 3 episodes ago. That's all it is. They're taking the guys that we've already fucking seen and infusing them with themselves. That's literally what's been going on. That's why
So far, I'm not a fan of the
hoodie jackets.
They're not jackets. I'm gonna squish that one real quick. When was the last time you went to the store and bought a short sleeve jacket? Can you tell me? Because I don't think you can.
Never.
Never. Well, that's what these fucking things are. They're short sleeve jackets. They're not sleeveless vest things. They're not
parkas.
They're not even parkas. They're a short sleeve shirt with a hood. And he wore it on top of his rider costume. And it has one big button, like, on the front.
Right, but that's because that's that rider that we saw before. He had a fucking button, so...
But that's exactly what I'm getting at. Yeah. These coats are dumb. They're fucking dumb.
They're parkas, apparently.
Well, I'm giving this taped-up jacket here a 2.
Stupid parkas.
They can call them parkas all they want, but I challenge you to do a parka search on Google right now, where I am, and find me the parka that looks like this dumb fucking thing. That is not a parka. They can call it parka. It's not a parka.
Yeah.
That's a short sleeve shirt with a hood.
Parka.
It is.
That's a fucking yellow raincoat that they fucking found and cut the sleeves down.
Just give him a 2.
Spray painted black.
I'm telling you. I even Googled parka just to see if I was mistaken, and no, they are also long.
Yeah, I'm not seeing a single one on Google either.
3.5.
This is a short sleeve shirt with a hood.
2.5, moving on.
Okay. Short sleeve hoodie.
Spectre W.
The half and half is neat, but I still hate the hood.
Nah, I'm back up to a 3.5.
4.
It's like, I'll give him a 3.
Man, I thought we would be hating, but I'm looking over at the chat, and almost everybody seems to be dropping 2s and 1s.
I'm going 3.
It's like, green.
Look, here's the thing
silver.
That's killing me. The thing that's killing me is I'm liking the armor. I really just like this jacket, hoodie, short sleeve thing, but I'm liking every helmet I see, and that's what's keeping them from falling into abysmal scores. Like, I guess I'm just dropping 2s for right now because they're not awful.
3.1, we have a winner for so far.
Woohoo!
Alright, so I think we're done with the...
With zooming into fingers?
Legend Rider forms. So are you guys ready for a reboot of the first one?
Pew pew.
Damn right.
Yeah, they remade the first costume.
Good, let's see them.
That's not terrible.
You know what? I don't hate that.
It's not bad. Definitely looks better than the original.
I mean, yeah. He kind of has like a Judge Dredd kind of a look to him. Like, I'm kind of digging on that.
He's
punch
a lot
that
bigger
dude in the
than
face.
The
I have the law!
Yeah, this was for a special movie that they made for him with the Ghost cast.
Okay. Is this it?
No.
No. Next.
Next.
Oh, shit.
Oh, and he actually came back.
Yep.
Nice.
Okay, that's kind of cool.
Just watch out. He'll judo throw you and you'll explode twice.
This is one of those dudes that is really cool and it's really neat that he keeps coming back, but like, how do I put this? Oftentimes when you see this kind of stuff, okay, like we just brought our Red Ranger back, right?
Mm-hmm.
And I'm looking forward to that episode.
Same.
But I'm also not oblivious to how if you're not actually training and doing this kind of stuff all the time, you can't do this stuff. You get what I'm saying? Like, I don't know about this guy. I actually heard his training fairly well. I know he falls out of it towards his older life. Like, right now, he still looks in decent shape.
He does.
But I saw, like, as these actors get older and they keep coming back for this stuff, I'm scared of that point that you cross where they become a joke. You get what I'm saying? Like, there's a reason William Shatner is not swinging on fucking vines and cowboy punching people in the face as Captain Kirk anymore, because it just wouldn't look right.
Oh, next. You mean like how Steven Seagal is always a joke?
Yeah, like how Steven Seagal is always a joke. And getting older did not help him at all. But this looks really cool.
Yeah, kind of like how the little belt thing here is the original logo.
Right.
The guys in the back don't look too bad either.
No.
But I'm going to go ahead and I'm just going to give this guy a 4.6.
Okay. I don't think we're done yet, but all right.
Next. Yeah, here's the poster thing. And apparently the original boss came back, I guess.
Is that his bike? I'm not digging his bike.
It's a bit of an upgrade, I think, on the old bike.
That's fine, but I'm not...
Yeah, no, I understand.
It's okay, at best. Seen way cooler bikes.
But we've also seen way worse bikes.
True. That's true.
So this is in the middle. This is an okay bike.
This is an okay bike.
Alright, so I think that's it for his pictures.
Update to the actual outfit's pretty good, so I'll give him a 4.
Yeah, I'll run a 4.4. It's neat. I think I agree a little bit that, and I don't know if it's because the actual guy is older and he's in the suit, so they made it bulky to kind of hide that not everybody maintains their physique. I don't know if that's what was going on here or what, but he is rather huge.
Right.
Yeah, I'm going to go 4.7.
I'm having a difficult time with this one because I really like the way that it fucking looks. So, I mean...
Yeah.
And that's what the show's about.
Yeah, and he's not quite a 5, but he's definitely in the 4 range, but I don't know where to go with it. I'm going to say 4.5. So altogether, he is a 4.44. So we have a winner for right now.
Fucking OG upgraded rider. King of the ass.
Okay, so... shit. Kamen Rider Dark Ghost Villain? I forgot. I think we're supposed to wait on the villains as far as scoring them.
Yep.
Yeah.
So I would just say... Probably.
Well, I thought that because they're writer.
I guess we could take a look, but that's about it.
Okay, ghost, dark ghost, base form.
Oh, he's pretty cool. I like that helmet a lot.
Yeah, same.
Matter of fact, I've seemed to have liked all of their helmets.
The chat is saying villain writers are great.
You all might agree. We don't.
Yeah.
Well, see, we're building a villain list where we're going to be going in and talking about the villains of Riders. We're going to talk about the main villains because Rider villains, at least for me, they seem to be main villains.
Right.
Maybe not. Maybe
it's like
not.
We might have graded a few in the past, but that was by accident. And now that we know that
we're definitely looking at them.
Yeah. We're going to look at them. We're going to grade them later.
Because we have a secondary list going back to all the villains. And yes, we did rate villains before, and that's the reason we put it on hold after a while, is because we've got an entire list building of all the villains that we're going to go back to.
Next.
Damn, that helmet is fucking sweet.
Yep. Kind of reminds me of the Warshak mask.
Yeah, I was actually thinking
anti-venom.
Yeah, I could see the anti-venom.
Next.
You can't zoom into eyes, Scotty. There's no eyes to zoom into.
Next.
That's pretty neat.
That's a little bit menacing. What are those on the floor?
Candies.
Probably his pogs he uses to transform.
I don't think they're pogs. They're rounded.
Well, you know what I mean, though.
Maybe it's a game he was playing in the fucking...
He was playing giant marbles and this fucking evil dude like, what are you doing?
Oh, I don't know. Shit. Some of them look like they got
I was just
flat
trying
spots.
To knock. I was just trying to knock the other marbles out so that I could.
I'm so, evil. Get away.
Fuck your marbles.
I want your marbles.
Don't you know who I am? I'm Captain Marbleous. Oh my god. We have heard only tales of your coming.
Next. Apparently, he shows up for when the stage shows.
And gets kicked in the gut.
Straight kick.
So evil.
Dude.
It looks so cool.
Yeah, I don't have that big of a problem with the hood. At all.
This is not the same thing, though, because...
I didn't have a problem with the hoods at all.
Yeah, I still do. I'm sorry.
Everybody has their own... Everybody likes different things. That's how it works.
Yeah.
I was just saying, when was the last time you seen a really cool guy go in combat open t-shirt?
Hold on. Let me start counting Final Fantasies.
No, you're going to have a real tough time here.
Yeah, no shit.
Interesting little sword here.
Yeah, it's cool.
Yeah. I like his sword.
I think that's it.
Okay, so that was that, dude.
And then Napoleon form.
Please tell me he's got a ridiculous hat.
I want him to be really small.
If he doesn't have a ridiculous hat, I'm going to have to remind myself when we actually do the villains.
Click it.
This guy a negative score. Yes! The hat! This dude is the best!
Yes!
Well,
next!
If we were rating him, he would get a 5.
He channels Napoleon's power, so he's like a small asshole.
No, Napoleon was not actually short.
Yeah.
The actual Napoleon's ghost is what he channels.
Because, that was like wartime propaganda, actually. Was, oh yeah, Napoleon's fucking short as shit when he wasn't.
He was actually taller than a lot of other folks on the battlefield.
Yep.
And he's got a cape.
Actually, you are wrong. He was 5'2". I just looked up his autobiography.
Oh, well, there you go.
He was born August 15th, 1769. Born in France. He was 5'2".
Well, and he was still not super short.
He
for
was
a guy,
small.
That was short. Yeah.
He was a small, angry man.
Yes, he was. That's why they call it a Napoleon complex.
Next.
I refer to
5'2 is not short. What?
It's short, but it's not like midget short.
5'2 is smaller than my wife. Almost.
No, it's not. Michelle's 4'11.
Yeah, sorry, she's 4'11, so he's barely larger than my wife. And she is considered just barely above a legal midget.
Yeah. Next.
Small. Spoopy.
Damn it, I knew this cloaking device was flawed. Son of a bitch!
Dude, this...
Spooky clone!
This guy is kind of neat, but, like, then I'm looking how the hood is tucked up under the hat, and it's just...
He has a hat, and that would have given him a high score for me.
Yeah.
All right, that's it for Napoleon.
Okay.
Oh, my God.
Alright, extremer villain.
Yeah.
Uh-oh, there's a couple that we won't be able to see.
Dude, look at that guy.
Ha. Huh. He's a wizard, Harry.
Oh my fucking God, I was thinking that.
He kind of reminds me of the villain from the new Kirby game.
Haven't played it.
Well, newer, to be fair. I think it's a couple years old now, but whatever.
See, in instances like this, the hood works because he's like...
Oh, God, it's Mysterio.
I feel like I've seen that hood before.
Outfit shit, so that's okay.
Why do I feel like I've seen that hood before?
Death Theaters?
Next.
No, because they don't have that big eyeball-looking thing in the hood.
I'm having trouble remembering what it is, but I swear I've seen that hood from some...
Next.
That helmet's fucking dope.
It is.
This dude looks like he's supposed to be like a cliche dark mage from a Final Fantasy game.
Right.
Not that that's a bad thing, I'm just saying that's what he looks like.
Next. Next.
He put on his robe and wizard hat.
He's got an eye for his morphing thing, or henching thing.
That's fucking sweet. I like that.
Next.
Okay, so it's like a horn.
It's kind of ridiculous horn. Hood.
Where the fuck have I seen this hood before?
I've seen it too, I just can't place it.
I'm telling you, I know I've seen it.
I like it. I just can't tell you where the fuck we've all seen it.
Next.
This dude is awesome.
This dude has a huge fucking horn on his tail on it.
Dude, he's horny. Next.
Oh, here we go. Yeah, a little bit. Oh, yeah. Oh.
Bow, motherfucker. Good. Good.
Alright, so that's it for him.
Okay.
Let the magic flow.
Dark wizard dude.
The shadow things from Harry Potter, are you ref-
Dementors?
Dementors?
I will go look at them real quick. I doubt that's what I'm thinking, because I'm not a Harry
Potter. No, I'm pretty sure their hoods don't do that.
Common Rider
ghost. Ghost thing.
Oh, God.
Oh, sweet, merciful titty.
No, hell to the no. The only dude, they just wear normal hoods.
Well, they're really creepy.
They wear normal hoods, too. They don't have the flashy thing.
Yeah, I'm telling you, I've seen that eye thing. I've seen where the hood is, like, above the head, and it's really tall, and it has that. I've seen that, and I cannot tell you why or from what. But I know I've seen it. There's no doubt in my mind I've seen it.
So why is Kamen Rider Ghost a piano man?
Because it's Beethoven mode.
We can rate these guys, right?
Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah.
Okay.
How many pictures are there?
Next.
His claim to fame was the piano tie.
It's only cool if it actually functions.
Next.
Fucking play green sleeves, motherfucker.
If you punch him in the coat, does it go ding?
If it does, I'm gonna fucking sweep kick this motherfucker and curb stomp him so I can play chopsticks. Like it's fucking big, just ding 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 ding.
Okay, so here's what I'm figuring out, because I've seen this in the chat now. When we saw the hood thing, and it was just the hood thing, right?
Yep.
I seen somebody say that's the actual ghost of Napoleon.
Yeah,
so are the ghosts or spirits, and then they must combine with the writers.
Yep.
Yep.
This is just the spirit thing here, because there's no actual body.
This is the soul of Beethoven.
Is that what this is supposed to be?
And that's what it says in the chat. Beethoven's soul is in the coat.
Huh. You know, I've never seen Beethoven as a hard ass.
But now he is.
Maybe it's just me.
The only time I've seen Beethoven as a hard ass was in that episode of fucking Animaniacs. That was it. And even then, you can only be so much of a hard ass in Animaniacs.
It's true.
Well, let's see. I like this guy, so I'm going to give this guy a 4.
It's interesting.
It is interesting. I can't
something.
I'll give it a 3.8.
I'll back Nick on this one. I'll go 3.8.
I just can't give it a 4.
I don't hate this, but it is extremely goofy.
I'll go 4.
It's goofy, but they're taking it very seriously, and I think that's where I'm having my standoff with it, is that, like, it's cool because they're trying to do something super serious, but the idea is so fucking goofy that it almost could have been a comedy series.
Yeah, I think that's the reason why it is I'm giving him a 2.5. Like, it's not that it's terrible, but we are beauty pageant, and that just looks...
These guys are Shaman King Ranger.
Give out. Like just all hell type of fucking goofy. So give me 1 second, because I hit a wrong button. Okay. There we go, that's better. 3.62 for the score.
Alright. Go to bin key mode?
Sure.
Yep.
Oh, can't click on that first one.
Yep, can't do the first.
What the fuck?
Sweet. Okay.
Okay.
Next.
He's got a beat your ass staff.
Yeah, he does.
Yeah, he does have a beat-some-ass staff, but I'm...
Oh, it's double-bladed, too. So one side is an actual sword, and the other side is a let-me-come-here-and-fucking-mash-your-face-in.
Huh.
I'm guessing this person down here is who it's supposed to be based on.
Huh.
Okay, I'm really digging these guys a lot.
Next.
Yeah, next.
That's fucking sick.
I know.
Looks a bit like the black costume.
If only they could do that for Spider-Man, we'd be,
Right.
That is fucking sick.
The dude behind him looks pretty cool.
The dude behind him looks pretty cool, yes, but this Spider-Man looking motherfucker looks...
Next.
Yeah, you were right, Scott. There's the ghost of that man.
Yeah.
Yes. We're not even gonna try.
Okay.
I actually, I like this guy. I like this guy. So, once again, he's gonna stay a 4.
I'll agree. I'll give him a 4. I mean, the design's a lot better than some of the other ones have been. And I like the big hammer thing. The hammer thing looks neat.
Yeah, I'll go 3.5.
3.7.
I can't quite go 4, but he's definitely a 3.8. So, altogether, wow, 3.8. $1,000 bonus to me.
All right. Next is Billy the Kid.
Oh, yes! Yeah! Come on, be awesome.
Dual-wielding pistols?
Oh, sad face.
That hat hood thing looks fucking retarded.
Bum, 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 blah.
And the fact that they put fucking cow spots and stuff on the shoulders, no. No, no, no. This guy gets a 1.
Damn. I don't even give a shit. You just dropped him hard as shit.
Reach for the 1, motherfucker.
Next.
One of the things I was pretty into when I was a kid was cowboys and Indians and shit.
You would be.
I was.
Reach for the sky.
Bill, the quilt that I've got hanging up in my room as a, basically a blackout curtain was the quilt my grandmother made me when I was a kid. It's cowboys and Indians. I'm never going to get rid of that thing because that's the only thing I got from my grandma.
So then why don't you like this? Because he does.
Next.
This is a cowboy rider.
It's because he looks stupid as one. It's like, had they changed the hat hood thing a little bit and had they not gone with what they did with the shoulder parts, he would look cool. The fact that they did the cow skin spot shit for the shoulders, while the rest of it's all leather, no, that's fucking dumb.
Next.
Should have just made it rawhide.
Yeah, I think that's the only thing that's throwing me is the fucking
it's cow a one.
Skin shoulders. So for
it's
me,
not
it's
hard
three,
to fuck
five.
Up. It's pretty hard to fuck up cowboys.
I disagree wholeheartedly. I've watched quite a few westerns. It's easy to fuck up cowboys.
Yeah.
Very easy.
Yeah, if Back to the Future 3 is any indication, it's pretty easy to fuck up cowboys.
You have to go out of your way to fuck up a cowboy.
No, you don't. Look at all the singing cowboys throughout history.
Yeah. And they went out of their way to fuck it up.
No, that was what the Western was for the longest time in this. Mm-hmm. That's pretty much where you would have grown up in terms of seeing cowboys on television.
Yep.
Alright. This guy's getting a 4 for me.
Yeah, no, I can't do that. 3.
If he didn't have the cow shoulder things, I would have given it a 4. Otherwise, I'm giving it a 3.3.
Okay. 2.96, move the fuck on.
Fuck on!
Get your fuck
Next
on.
Next up is Darwin.
Fuck on.
Yes.
Oh man, let's see if this guy survives.
Let's see the ridiculous evolution.
Yep. How? What?
How? Okay, I see
the. Okay,
see,
I can see
I
the.
See it.
Yeah, mm-hmm. I see it, but.
Give me a different picture.
No.
I like it.
Get on Daddy's laptop. Go sit.
Huh.
Goofy ass cat.
Just.
He's orange
and red.
How? I mean, other than like. The ape turning into a man thing, how is this supposed to be Darwin?
Next.
His shoulders.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's it.
Yeah, that's... Well, that's
like,
that's
I'm not
it.
Understanding why they went with, like, bright fucking orange, though.
Next.
And that's yellow! What the...
Mm. Yeah, that's it for Darwin here.
Cool. 2.
It's the best.
But it doesn't beat the rest.
3.8.
Damn, man. You're fucking loving these things.
I don't hate them like you guys do. I've seen infinitely worse bullshit that we've done over the years with these guys. This is nothing. This ain't nothing.
Look at how defensive he is over here.
These guys wear a hood? That ain't enough.
You know, if it was just this carnage-looking underbody...
I like how if that belt would be crooked, though, he would...
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, fucking crooked belt. Come on, we need a picture with a crooked belt.
Even when the belt is designed to be crooked, he throws a bitch fit. But then this egregiously ridiculous hood system thing, he's like, oh, man, they're not that. As one dumbass reason.
2.2.
Kiss my fucking ass, dude.
We can't.
Yeah, I can't do the Zoom today. That's not me.
Damn it.
You're not going to be able to write or bulge. You would need a completely different picture viewer program.
Well, this one zooms in now. They fixed that, but it doesn't zoom in as close as the other one did.
Right. So I'm missing one person. I have a 2, I have a 2, I have a 3.8, and I got a 2.2. I think I missed a bill.
Oh, I said 3.
Oh, okay. Then, yeah, I probably missed it because my cat's up here fluffing my leg. 2.6.
Just to let the chat know, if they haven't been paying attention for multiple streams, that would be me. Dr. Howlight is Nick.
Edison.
Bill, shut the fuck up. Well, the thing is, we haven't given the fucking crew moderation powers for our chat, so...
Who is this again?
Edison.
Thomas Edison. Lightbulb man.
The guy who stole credit for a lot of patents. Yes.
Yes. While he was a crude and shitty businessman, that is currently the model of most businessmen that will climb on the shoulders of another factor in today, he did do a lot of shit. It's common today to automatically discredit him because you want to give so much credit to Tesla, but Tesla also didn't know how to play the game, so hit and miss on both men's accounts.
Oh, yeah, I know.
Next.
It's like Tesla's not completely without fault.
Next. I think this guy looks cool.
I mean, I'm not hating on the hood for this guy as much.
You can see the lightning bolt on the side of the hood.
It always seems like this guy has a really good idea.
Huh, clever.
Did you only just get the joke, Shane? Everybody else laughed. Oh, yeah, clever, I guess.
Yeah, this guy is Day Man.
Being a smartass.
Fighter of the night, man. Champion of the bulb.
Next. What the?
Fucking shake his light bulb maracas and attack people. Let's go, motherfucker.
No, that's the, those are those PlayStation controllers, the VR ones.
The Move.
Yeah.
Yeah, the Move controllers.
Light bulb boxing gloves. One punch
shatters the glove. Damn it!
I'm gonna go replace those.
Alright.
I really dug this one. I'm giving him a 4.
I'll give him a 4.2.
I don't know why, but I'm gonna finally do I don't know if it's just that I had fun with him or maybe I'm adjusting to the gimmick. Yeah, that happens, and like, there's times when I can see the first pictures and know that I don't like the gimmick, but it grows on me as I see suits, so maybe that's what's happening.
Right.
It very well could be.
Boom, 4.
4 or 5.
Okay. And then what did the bill give?
A 4.
Okay. That's what I thought, but wanted to be sure. Okay. So he is a 4.14, so I don't think he's winning, but he's pretty close.
Next up is Ghost Spaceform. Is this it? Whoa. I'm guessing this is his under.
Yeah, it is. That's what ends up.
Behold the power of Mannequin Rider.
Next.
All right. Oh, hey, look, it's Slade.
Yeah, I was about to say it's Deathstroke Rider.
I'm getting
Red Hood feel here.
Right.
Yeah, I would say I feel more Red Hood than Slade.
I'm feeling Red Hood like a motherfucker on this.
Next.
If we had to compare it even somehow,
I like it. I actually like the orange and black. It works well together. The helmet doesn't look too bad.
Yeah, I'm kind of getting a Red Hood look, but a Deadpool attitude.
Which makes it me like him even more.
Next.
It's like, yeah. This guy actually seems really cool.
Next.
Oh. Dude, that fucking bike is dope!
Nice.
Yeah, that's kind of neat.
It's a nightmare.
I love that shit.
He's got a unicorn bike.
No, it's a nightmare.
Yeah, it's a nightmare.
It's a dark unicorn. It's what
five.
Is.
I'm giving
it's
a five already.
Devil horse, yeah.
Yeah, this dude gets a five. This dude is fucking next. Phenomenal.
I will agree to that.
Next.
It's like, even the hood doesn't suck on this guy.
Right.
I don't know if it's because I'm adjusting or because it actually looks cool.
Right. It actually looks cool.
Next.
Yeah, this dude definitely gets a five.
Come
fuck
with
that.
Me if you want to live.
Come with me if you want to live.
Okay.
John Connor.
There he is.
Why not five?
I was about to say, Shane, you might as well just jump on the bandwagon with us, bud.
I'll run a four. The Shaman King riders are starting to grow me.
So he's a 4.8.
Oh, now they're all getting fives now that he referenced Shaman King.
He made that reference like 20 minutes ago.
Goemon?
I feel like I actually.
Oh, the
Goemon.
Mystical Ninja!
Yep.
He's actually a, he was a bandit.
Yep.
Next.
Oh, wow.
Yep.
Yeah, he's gonna look fucking ridiculous. It's okay.
Yep, but I do like the Kabuki mask. That's actually kind of cool.
Next.
The hood's the ridiculous fucking Japanese hairstyle that they had at the time.
Yep, that's fucking sweet. Oh, next. Nice. He actually has coins going up and down the jacket.
Whoa.
Surprise, motherfucker.
Why do I want to go Cobra?
I don't want a cobra. You're definitely seeing something I don't see.
Next.
I like it. I'm going to go to four.
I'm dropping a five. I really dug that, but I know the historical reference on that, and they did it pretty well.
I'll give it a 4.3.
I'm going three.
Wow.
Bill's going to drop something bad on this one.
I was going to say, I
it's
must
just
be
the way he
fucking,
said, wow.
I must be a hater because whatever you guys saw, I did not see it. I'm at a two.
Well, it's me and Seth actually know what they were trying to go with for this. So.
Yep.
I did not, evidently.
Okay, so 3.66 for that man.
Okay. Grateful. Super form.
Yep, oh. Can't do the first. Oh, that was that other
oh,
guy.
Oh, yeah, that was that dude.
Yeah.
He's got the weird, cool helmet thing.
Yeah, the and helmet the that pirate. Reminds me of Mega yeah. Man X.
Yeah, it looks like a weird crown.
Well, next. From probably from the later X games.
Yeah.
Wow, there seems to be no in-between on that chat. It's fucking 050 fucking...
You either love it or hate it.
Yeah, you either love or hate this motherfucker.
The massive amounts of zero all came from Ronin. Everyone else is actually giving him a score that isn't zero.
I saw somebody else say they didn't like this form.
Next, there's another one.
Whoa.
That's, holy fuck.
That's it combines all the spirits into one thing then.
Yep. That's why he's the super form.
Okay.
Next.
Nice.
Spirit still... kick.
Oh, yeah. Hey, it's the all-seeing eye. It's great when, you know, it's pointed at the ground most of the time.
Next.
So Illuminati,
man, I'm inspecting the shit out of
Whoa,
this,
what
man.
What the fuck was that?
That was probably thunder outside of my house.
Holy shit, is it starting? Because we're supposed to... just so everybody knows, in case the stream goes down or whatever, we're going to get hit hard today.
Yep.
Like, they're even calling in my area. I don't know about everybody, but the news is currently up to 70% chance for tornadoes in my area.
Nice. Yeah, I was kind of it's perfect T-word weather.
Mm-hmm. Let's see. Yeah, it's heading your guys' way, and then it'll be heading my way
yep.
shortly.
They're saying it's going to be very heavy.
Oh, God.
I'm scared of it. I'm not scared of the storm. I'm scared of yesterday we had a flood in the lower half.
Oh, fuck me again.
Yeah, and so it's definitely time that I need to get Roto-Rooter to come out. And we called them last night, and they were like, we'll call when we're on the way. Now, we called these motherfuckers at, like, 9 in the morning.
They never
Nothing.
Showed.
Nothing. Nobody ever showed. So now we've got this big storm coming, and it's already overflow. Like, if I run the faucet and the laundry at the same time, it overflows the garage.
Okay, guys. Random.
Oh, that guy, he can have a one. It's very... significant one. He exists, and I notice his existence.
Damn. I'm going to give him a
3.7. 3.5.
Like, he's Four. Got some neat elements, but some math elements, too.
He didn't grab me. I don't even think I misunderstand my rating. For some reason, while we were flipping pictures, there was nothing that, like, grabbed me and made me pay attention.
Understandable.
That's fair.
But yeah, no, last night it stormed so fucking bad that my cat literally jumped up on my head and was like, wake the fuck up, there's something going on outside. And I'm like, okay, fuck you, going back to bed.
He she.
If can I said you that, say right? that?
Okay. It's, interesting.
Next. He is a thing.
And it's the first shitty one that I've seen, so I'm giving this motherfucker a one.
I'm not really feeling this
one. The first shitty one you've seen, huh?
Yeah.
Huh. All right, two pictures.
That's it?
Yep.
Are you sure?
Yeah.
That,
I don't think he's oh, yeah. I don't think he's as busy as the other guy. I'll
it's 2.8.
I'm into 3.
Yeah, I'll go 3.
It's like I'm not digging the big thing on the helmet that much for this one.
Okay, so I've got a 1, a 2.8, a 3, and a 3. Who'd I miss?
Probably Bill.
I said a 2.
Oh, okay, there we go. Okay, 2.36, and yeah, I don't know if it's just my Discord since I'm basically running the stream and all that, but every now and again you guys will, like, cut out, so that might be all it is.
Himiko.
Himiko. Oh, it's, very pink.
The last two pictures said Damashi. So now all I can think of is na 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 Katamari Damashi.
Next.
It's not a girl, by the way.
No, it's just a
only female form.
Uh-huh.
So it's a dude.
With a woman
spirit? The spirit is female?
Yes.
Yeah.
Going on? Okay.
Yeah.
Next.
Huh.
Next.
I'm really not feeling this one either.
This is awkward.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Just slightly.
Next.
Like, that doesn't even look menacing to me.
Well, nothing looks menacing in fisheye.
Next.
Gonna gonna give this one a one.
I don't know. I'm sticking it a three.
Two point five.
Something about that was very off.
I don't know. The red and the lightish red are clashing.
It's called pink, Shane.
Yes, I know.
Thanks for the red versus blue thing, though.
I'm gonna go 2.5.
2.2. Moving on.
Okay. And yes, Bret Hart, this is not. Ikiru?
Damn, there's another huge one right there. When it does come down, right now I'm just hearing it moving in on us. There's slight drops of rain, and there's loud booms, but it hasn't hit yet. It's going to hit here, and it's going to hit hard as shit. I can see it.
I'm not hearing the loud booms anymore from here, so... But
well, we've got
the skies
here.
Are dark as shit.
Next.
He's gonna Kage Shinobobo Jibabadab.
I like how you can never do that. I like how you can never do it, but you always try and you always fuck up.
It's my thing. I'm gonna fuck it up. One of these days I'm gonna do it perfectly and everyone's gonna be like, whoa, what the fuck?
I believe it's Kage Nobusu no Jutsu.
Yep.
Next.
Yeah, that thing. All over their faces.
It's like the Makakos.
The Makahapasapalapadis.
Fuck it. Special beam cannon!
Fuck. Alright. So score this guy.
This guy gets a one. Because I literally found something else that entertained me way more.
Give Kamen Rider Blue Riddler a fucking 2.4.
Three.
I actually understand the reference for this guy. Four.
Three.
Yeah, riddle me this. Why do you exist?
Are these...
2.68.
These are basically fucking yokai riders, aren't they?
Kinda, yeah.
Mugen Final Form.
Uh-oh, be careful. Mugens are very hard.
Yeah, Mugens are never balanced. Just find the one bullshit character and win.
Yep.
Next. Oh, here we go.
Whoa.
He said,
armor mask up! Mask of truth chest.
You know what? I don't know why, but I do not hate what I am looking at, and I should. it almost bothers me that I don't hate this.
Next.
Okay.
I see Next. What they're going with.
Next.
Fucking rainbow horn.
Fuck, man, when you get horny.
Yep.
Fucking gotta go through all the colors of the spectrum.
I'm guessing the feathers are going to be some kind of angel-like ability or something.
Well, as far as I can tell...
I like that there's a blast shield thing that's coming down over his eye.
Right. Now, is this the last one or no?
No, next.
Okay. All right,
I'm sorry, I gotta step away.
Jumpy kick!
Kicky winky kick!
So yeah, if you'll notice on like his arms and legs and that, he basically has like the infinity symbol. So he kind of like is the infinity gauntlet type of thing.
Next.
Or at least so he's Thanos Rider.
Well, I'm pretty sure that Mugen, in terms of what they're speaking of here, I believe it means infinity.
Right.
He's got a bow gun.
Better than a gun blade.
Next.
Oh, no.
He's still got a blade.
I really feel like I'm supposed to dislike this guy. I can't explain it. I look at it, and I'm like, okay. And then for some reason, I don't hate it.
It reminds me of the Wildfire armor from the Ronin Warriors.
Oh, yeah. Super Wiki's here saying it right there. Yeah, Mugen saying it. Says the theme of this writer is infinite potential.
Okay. And yeah, I think the feel that you're getting that makes you...
And then there's another guy here comparing him to the White Lantern writers, basically.
I can understand that one. But yeah, I think the feel that you're getting that is probably what's throwing you is, for me, I kind of get like a Unicorn Gundam type of a feel to him.
Next.
I mean, I like the outfit. The outfit's pretty cool on this guy.
Right.
He's not quite white. He's got like this shimmer to him all the way around him.
Yeah.
His long coat is more decent than the hood things I've been looking at.
Right.
All right, that's it for him.
I'll give this guy a... you know, I'll give him a 5. He's pretty fucking sweet.
You know, I can't explain it. I really cannot explain it, but I'm going to drop a 5. Something about this guy has me infinitely intrigued.
I see what you did there, motherfucker. Also, wow. My fucking legs are going to sleep. I'm not used to doing this show sitting in a normal fucking chair.
I know.
I'm
sitting all up in my fucking Max and Relaxing power recliner and shit. Just like, oh, man.
I'll drop a 5, too.
I'm sitting in a fucking rolly round.
This guy just got 3 fucking 5s.
Chair.
Yeah, he did, because I'm at a 5.
4 5s.
All right, are we waiting for Shane, or are we just going to say...
If we're not waiting for Shane, this guy just got a fucking 5.
Right.
He said he had to step away. There's no telling how long that is, why that is. That's it. We can't wait for him.
Okay, fair enough. So, yeah, then I'll still...
Because I don't know how long we'd be here.
Well, Shane would probably give him a 5 anyway.
True. Okay, so, yeah, we'll just say he's a 5.
Alright.
Actually, I've got to step away for a minute, too, now.
Good. Stepping.
Well, something... There was some commotion, so I'll be right back.
That's right. Go check on that spooky noise.
Musashi.
Uh-oh, more Damashi.
Okay, now we're back to my general emotion about these. Feel more at peace.
Why does Musashi sound familiar, though?
Next. Yeah, it's like the Red Hood jacket thing, but it's like completely sleeveless. And he's got a blade sticking in his head?
Yeah, that's very much what that is.
Yeah. It's like a...
If I'm not mistaken, Musashi, and I don't know the historical significance, but that name comes up in a lot of, like, those... there are samurai movies about legendary swordsmen, like, and that normally they're known as, like, Musashi, the legendary sword master and shit like that.
Next...
Oh, and I actually see right here in the chat somebody. Says he was a real warrior from Japan, the chat keeps emphasizing. So yeah, that's what he's supposed to be, is he's like a...
And I keep hearing breaking out.
Same.
I told you it's going to get bad here. I don't know how well my connections are going to hold up.
All right.
Oh, that's why it sounds fucking familiar. Yeah, I just did a fucking quick search on him, and yeah, he was one of the renowned double-bladed swordsmen. He was basically a ronin in feudal Japan.
I did try to say all that, but the rain is starting to come down here, and I think it's starting.
Right.
So yeah. I expect that I'm going to cut in and out as this goes.
All right, that's it for this guy.
Okay. Yeah, I'm sticking with a 5. This dude is actually pretty sweet.
3.
I'll go 3.5.
Look at Shane dropping 4s in the chat.
God damn it, you mother... just son of a whore. Okay, so let me 5, 3, 3, 5. Okay, so I got a 5, 3, 3, 5, 4 equals that, divide by 4. Okay, 3.875, so a 3.88 since Shane's being a douche. If you have your fucking phone, you could still get into Discord on your fucking phone. Oh god, really, Isaac Newton? How many apples? Newton.
Yeah, let's see the newt.
Let's see. Newton.
Let's see them apples and gravity.
Oh my god.
Ugh. Looks like a fucking shitty version of goddamn Wave Man.
Let's see the next one.
Next.
Oh, that's
next.
Yeah, let's there we go. He has gravity powers, the chat says.
Ugh. But next. Gravity Man sucks.
I just killed him.
I know.
Next.
I killed him last night. You have to kill him with the star shield, too, which is ass, by the way.
Yeah, that's why he sucks.
Okay, that's it.
Oh, this, okay.
His Marty McFly jacket gets him a 3.
Dork thinks he's gonna drown.
What the fuck is
this? Isaac Newton.
Oh my gosh.
How do you his ruin life... Sir Isaac Newton?
No,
like
no
this?
His life preserver has saved him. He gets a...
You cut. What'd you say?
His life preserver gets a 3.
Okay.
So good.
He gets a 0.5.
So good. You're so wrong.
Shane from the messaging chat thing, since he can't come in here, dropped a 2.5.
He so did.
Fucking bastard.
Technically, should we not count him since he's not in here with us?
No, I will still be nice and count him, even though he's being a lazy prick.
I'm going a 3 on this guy.
2.4, let's get moving.
People seem to be falling in between the 1.5 and 3 bracket. So I'm seeing 2.5s and 1.5s and 3s and 2s and...
Robin Hood.
Men in tights.
Really? Okay. Come on, arrows. You know, that's me in them games. Come.
He's a man. A man in tights. Tight tights.
Oh. Please get better.
Yeah. Because,
next.
Not feeling it right now.
Please get better.
The helmet's kind of cool. And he's got that fucking gun.
He's got a bow and arrow for his helmet. But
I do like the helmet.
That's not going to save him.
Next.
There's a sweet bow. All right.
I don't hate the bow gun. It is a gun.
Yep.
Like he's holding the trigger and everything.
Next.
I don't hate that when he's in the woods. When he's in the woods here like that, that looks okay. I'm trying really hard here. I'm well aware that.
That's it.
I'll give him a 3. He doesn't suck.
There's
but he's
says
not
go back to picture
like
3 and zoom in on the bottom.
Zoom in on what?
The bottom
of picture 3.
Oh, picture 3. This is.
Is that a telephone?
Oh, what the fuck?
This dude gets a 1.
What is that about?
That's, I'm presuming, his bow gun in compact form.
It's a 1 now.
Because, the little rotary on the phone is what's right there in the center.
That just killed him.
I don't know. Discount fucking green arrow here still gets a 3 from me.
I'm gonna go 3, and I'm being very generous. I'm trying as hard as I can.
3.3.
He was already having trouble. To be fair, I don't hate
to give
him.
The benefit of the doubt, but
I don't.
It's like
I don't
weapon
hate
looks
it.
Cool, but rotary phone does not belong with Robin Hood.
So ever. Did Shane drop a score for Rotary Phone?
He did, but it went by so fast. He needs to get the fuck back in here.
Shane, give it a three. Get the fuck off it your was a ass three. And come here.
It was a three.
2.6. Shane, stop fucking your woman. Come here.
To be fair, if he is fucking his woman whilst texting in the chat while watching the show, I'm going to give him a golf clap on that one. I'm intrigued.
If we're doing anything golf sex is related, we're doing another porno parody where we can give golf commentary over porno.
I was about to put it in.
Ryoma? If I'm saying this right, Ryoma?
And they're
also,
and
sure. Ronan gets negative 100 million points.
Dang, for what?
Because I can. That's why.
He's a hater.
Anyway.
You're a hater.
I said somebody hit my iron helmet. Today.
I love that helmet.
Yeah.
With the dragon face thing.
Right.
Next.
Oh.
Huh.
I love that helmet.
The helmet looks cool. The hood's weird. I don't get why, like, it...
I'm wondering...
It looks like he's wearing a fucking bathrobe.
That's because I'm wondering if they're supposed to be, like, a Japanese or Chinese priest who actually fought and killed a dragon.
But he's wearing a bathrobe.
Next.
Priest.
He doesn't care anymore.
Well, he's lucky he's here with us all. Not Next. Caring anymore.
A priest with a gun.
What the fuck is happening here?
Nice.
Boom! That was a big motherfucker right there. Holy shit.
Yep, I heard that.
It is coming the fuck down something. I'm talking sheets.
I hear the rain outside come down, so.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, I just felt thunder.
Oh, it's hard fucking pouring over here.
I didn't even hear it. I felt it.
Oh, yeah.
All right, let's score this guy.
2.7.
3.5.
Going three.
Oh, give him a two. And Shane is 3.5.
Okay. 2.94, moving on.
Over there taking a poop.
Kent,
is that what he's doing?
Probably.
Tozutsu?
Why else would he be able to watch this and still text, but not be in the chat? He's taking a poop.
I've been able to text you guys while doing some fucking before. I mean,
Shane's not doing that. He doesn't have the coordination skills.
Damn, calling Shane out.
Yep. I don't know. Like I said, if you're getting head, I mean, this...
this looks interesting.
Until he gets back in here. I'm a medieval bastard.
Usually a good thing.
Usually. I mean, this dude actually has an epic moustache, at least, for his helmet. That's kind of neat.
Next.
Not really digging the hood on this one.
What did you say this guy's name was?
Was it? Kenta Tuitsu?
Okay.
Next.
That sword's kind of neat.
Yeah. I don't know. The helmet kind of gives me like a feel almost like a, what is it? The samurai from Japan.
Well, there's a reason. Super Wiki says,
samurai from Japan.
Next.
Ah, okay.
He's three Japanese samurai lords.
Yep.
Hideyoshi, Nobunaga, and I assume? I don't fucking know. I don't speak fluent Japanese. You don't come here for us to know how to pronounce shit. You come here for the funny.
And what's funny is that we used to have a segment called Shane Butchers a Name, but he kind of can't
Shane,
do
stop
that.
Doing that.
Right now, Shane butchers his bathroom.
Alright, so what are we giving this gold guy?
I'm gonna three. You know what? I'll no, give him three, a 3.5.
I'll give him a 3.2 because he has a cool mustache. Other than that, it's not really jumping at me much.
I'll go with a 3.
And
what did Shane poop?
Shane gave it a 4 because he's pooping still.
That's why he gave it a 4, because he's pooping. If he wouldn't be pooping, it would have gotten a lower.
So yep. what'd this guy get?
3.44, move the fuck on, because it's almost noon, and we're barely through this guy, and there's still like 6 more folders with folders in them.
Yeah.
This guy!
Yeah.
Which means if we do a second episode today, I will most likely not be in it.
Next.
Oh, this is weak sausage. Well, I like that helmet.
That
I've liked every
cool.
helmet. Like, literally, I've liked every fucking helmet.
Right.
But, like, the bodysuit just made him look kind of fat.
Next.
Well, it's because they took a guy, and they took a volcano guy. Volcano guy.
You like his half butt cover? So he can be like an anime girl just showing one part of her underskirt?
Until the wind blows slightly.
Yep.
It's not even a coattail, man. That's the worst part.
Next.
His hood helps him a little bit.
Yeah.
Next. His gun has shades
Wait. Wait, is that belt a little crooked?
Are they aviator shades?
Let's zoom in and see.
Does he have some 70s aviator shades gun?
Yes, he has aviator shades gun sword.
Fucking sweet.
Next.
He didn't have a mustache
that's
on
him?
This form, though.
Yep, that's him.
That's him.
3. If he had a mustache 7. On this form, me and Bill would have given him a...
Oh, if that's the real name, the sunglass sunglass slasher.
Slasher? Wow. Yeah, actually, it is right here.
Yeah, I'm going to agree with Shane. This
sunglasses slasher.
Okay, what'd you say, Nick?
I agree with Shane. I'll give this guy a 4.
He shouldn't get a 4, but I'll give him a 4.
It's because he's got aviator sunglasses
that
weapon.
That is so the wrong
thing that
reason.
Pushed him over the top.
So the wrong reason to boost his score, but it did.
I'm going to go 4.4.
You would. If you would have gone 4.3, it would have been an even 4. Now I got a long... 4.02.
Awesome. Good.
Damn
That's
it.
That's it for Ghost.
What would have pushed that to 4.04?
Necrom. Oh, fuck.
Hey, there's only 4 folders in this one, thank God.
Grim.
Wait, is this one of those villain guys?
Nope.
Okay, just making sure. If it was a villain, we could just blaze through these bitches.
Right.
Oh, holy shit.
I kind of like that.
Yeah.
Pretty neat.
Next.
Like, the hood helps this dude.
Yeah.
It's like, some of these guys, the hood helps. Some of the guys, the hood kills.
This guy becomes a good guy, so we rate him. Said it's a bad guy, but turns good. That equivalent.
That makes him a good guy. Because he's basically a Green Ranger.
Next.
This guy's, alright, yeah, so he's the Brothers Grimm, okay.
Yeah.
I like
That's
this guy.
That's interesting.
Next.
Okay, then that makes more
sense. Which would explain why he's got the book pages on his chest.
And the pen quills sitting on his shoulders.
The quills and the ink wells, yeah. Yep. Okay. So I actually like this guy. This guy's pretty cool. I'll give him 4.5.
Yeah, I'm at 4.8. I really like this guy. I don't know why. I just, he caught my attention pretty quick.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I'm going to have to drop a 5 on that guy. He was pretty awesome.
4.5.
And what did Poop and Shane give?
I don't think he's given a score yet. Let me look. Fucking.
Well, he has 3, 2, 1. Fuck.
He has not.
So 4.7, because fuck Shane.
He gave it a 4.
What? Too goddamn bad.
The Macron based form.
Oh, shit, that was awesome.
All right, so if we go the long way, he's a 4.56 because Shane's 4. You pain in my ass.
Awesome.
Stop pooping and come talk, asshole. I know you ain't got no toilet paper, so you're going to be here with a poopy butt anyway.
It's true. World War III will be fought between those with wiped asses and unwiped asses.
See, I wasn't one of the hoardy people. I just always get the 30-roll thing of fucking toilet paper from Costco, so that way I'm set for a couple months. Don't have to worry about it.
Listen to this guy. I buy my toilet paper in bulk, bunch of fucking noobs.
Goddamn right.
No, I'm about to start doing the same. I didn't realize it, but my mom has a Sam's Club card, so it's like, oh, here's $30. Go get my fucking toilet paper and paper towels.
Whoa.
Yeah, I'm not really digging the base form.
This guy's not blowing my mind.
No, he's like a 2.8.
Next.
Well, he's getting better as it goes.
Next. Yeah, that's it.
I've seen worse, I've seen better. I'm going to put him at about a 3.4.
3.5.
Yeah, 3.
3.5.
Oh, hey, Poopin' Shane's back.
Oh, yeah, look at that.
But, no, I'm sorry, that wasn't fucking so.
3.24. And you cut
sorry
out.
Sorry, that what?
That man got a 3.24 move on.
Sancho.
You doing all right there, Shane?
No.
Did you blow your butthole out?
Boop.
You know we're just messing with you.
Right.
Yeah. Yeah, sure.
Next.
Look, I was sticking up for you at first, being like, Shane getting his fuck on.
Next.
The fuck? Is that a hand at the end of that?
Is that a grabby gun?
That's what I was asking. Is that one of those stupid little fucking hand grabby things?
Pinchy, pinchy.
If that's a grabby hand, you know how I feel about those.
That's specifically a hand on a stick for when his bitches are too far away to backslap naturally.
Yep.
Next.
Like that guy right there. He can't quite backhand that guy.
King Arthur wannabe can go the fuck away.
Next.
Good, I wasn't the only one getting that feel.
Journey to the West form? That's what he's supposed to be, the Monkey King?
If he's supposed to be the Monkey King, it's even worse then.
Next.
Yeah, I'm, no.
2.8.
I'm gonna give it a 1.7.
Okay.
Not care for that whatsoever.
He's not meant to be the Monkey King, he's a monk.
He's the monk that traveled with the Monkey King.
Mm-hmm.
2.5.
Says he's a Chinese Buddhist monk who traveled to India in the and described interaction between Chinese Buddhism and
Indian Buddhism. Yep. Still don't care about this guy. I'm gonna stick with the 1.7.
2.2.
2's fine.
2.22, get moving.
Okay.
Get moving.
Whatever burst.
Probably Yoju.
Yoju burst?
He's on fire.
Next.
Yep, still on fire even when it's raining.
Next.
Pretty impressive.
Looks like the rain you guys are getting.
No,
I'm seeing the sun starting to try
it's
to
a nice sunshiny day now.
Yeah.
That sounds about right. When I was watching
it's
the map,
overcast,
it was like boop, boop,
brighter.
Boop, boop, and fucking flying past.
Fucking Illinois.
Next.
It's foggier than fuck over here.
That's because it's going to hit us again in no time. Yeah. It's going to get all bright, and then all of a sudden we're going to get overcast. Land four times as bad.
Yeah.
All right. So what do we get for Mr. Friendship Burst?
He's fine. He's a 3.
I'll agree.
3.
Yeah, I'll give it a 3.
3.
Hey, look at that. I'm still doing the math, but yeah, 3.
I'm still doing the math.
Just so it gets saved in my calculator in case.
Oh, that's fair.
Oh, boy. Spectre.
Deep
Spectre.
Okay. That helped.
Huh.
Yeah, I was going to say, nobody's saying anything. You could just next.
Okay.
Next. Next.
Not sure how I feel about this guy.
He's got a lot of points. Next.
I mean, to be fair, he's not terrible, but I don't know. There's something about this dude I'm just not digging. I think it might be like an over-design type of a thing.
Yeah. Yeah, I think it very much is. He's covered in spikes. He looks like he would be cool, but it almost looks like they're too hard.
And he's got glasses on his sword again.
Yeah, but they're not cool this time.
No.
I don't know. It kind of reminds me of Lens of Truth from fucking Zelda, but meh.
Next.
Huh.
Yeah, I'm giving this guy a 2.
I think I'm sitting at a 2 myself.
He's alright. He looks a little bit cool, but yeah, I feel like he's just a little bit too over-designed.
3.5.
2.76.
You were close.
Oh, Houdini.
Houdini.
Neato.
The chains and water.
Yep.
Yeah, that's okay. That's cool.
I get it.
Next. What the fuck?
Okay.
Oh, like he can teleport and it's okay.
Next.
Oh, no, I guess that's just some really... Oh. Okay.
Does he fly on that thing?
Apparently.
Yeah.
It looks like it's a glider-esque wings.
He's a drone rider.
Yeah, drone, hover thing. Oops.
Although I am digging on the shotgun he has.
Next.
Okay.
Next.
Oh. I am not digging this drone part
of
him.
I'm gonna stick with the 2 again.
That's if it wasn't for the fact that that's a part of the costume, this, like, that would be fucking awesome. But because it's part of the costume.
That hurt him. I'm at 2.5 because that drone suit thing.
Yeah, I'll agree to that.
Otherwise, I think he actually would have come out ahead of the...
Yeah, I probably... just that right there, I probably would have given that like a 4 or a 4.5. But that glider thing, holy fuck.
It doesn't matter if it's the bike, it's part of his costume.
Yeah, he wears it.
I'm going to go 3.7.
3.8.
2.9 altogether. Moving on.
Okay. Fuck, man. This just keeps a going.
Booga.
This folder turned out to be way bigger than I was expecting it was. Okay. All right.
I gave him the top knot. Okay.
He's fine so far.
Next.
Hey, look. Lord Nobunaga has the shotgun pimp hand.
Next.
That thing just looks so dumb.
Next.
That weapon is so dumb.
Next. Slap your hose and shoot.
Yeah.
All right, what do we give with Mr. Slapping Hose and Shoots?
I actually kind of like Lord Nobunaga there, so I'm giving him a 3.8.
4.3.
Holy fuck. Yeah, a 3.5. Yeah,
I'll give him a 3.
3.3.
.58. Move the fuck on.
Go to Sin Spectre.
Oh, shit. PlayStation's gonna turn off. Don't turn off. I need Doom.
Huh.
What was this guy's name again?
Dumb.
Sin Spectre.
Sin Spectre.
Yeah.
He's not as cool as the last Ultimate guy.
Well, that's helping him.
So he's Sin Spectre Gadget?
Next.
Another bitch slap gun.
No, I don't think that one has a hand attached to it.
Yep. That's just a fuck you shotgun.
That's the pointer finger form of the gun.
Too bad it's not the middle finger, so he could
say, it helps him to get his point across.
Next.
That's kind of neat.
Yeah.
Next. Alright, that's it for the Mr. Shiny Sparkle. Whatever.
Wow. Okay, wow.
Three.
Yeah, three, and I'm being generous this time. There's something about him that did not... I don't know.
I'll agree to the three.
3.01.
You fucking would.
I'll drop a three.
Thanks, right. Seth. 3.002, so a fucking three!
Vector base form!
Because we round.
Oh, shit! Look, it's that dumb weapon I don't like.
I know, it's so good.
Next.
Okay, that, alright.
He looks more like a normal Kamen Rider. Okay.
Mm. Next.
I'm brooding.
Next.
Yeah, so far I'm falling into a basic feeling with him.
Next.
Not awful, not enough to be bad. I'm falling into a three.
Yeah, that's what this guy's getting is a three.
Yeah, just three.
Three.
Look at that. Three. All done.
He's a basic bitch. That is what he stands at.
To tank Haman?
Oh, yeah.
Oh.
Egypt. Tutankhamun. Ah.
Next. This guy's supposed to be Egypt?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Egyptian.
I am not feeling that.
King Tutankhamun, I do believe.
Right, which is fine, but I am really not feeling it.
The only thing they try to make Egyptian. Next.
Does that sword have a phone on it?
It looks like it's got a touchpad along with it being a scythe.
Touchpad. Okay, so that's the hand shotgun holding a touchpad which extends into a scythe blade.
Technically, sure. I think it's holding an iPhone, but...
Right, a touchpad.
Yeah.
That extends into a scythe.
For calling and killing.
Next.
I could definitely say it's killing me.
All right. That's it for the King Tut writer.
Thank Christ, too. And I'm being nice.
Oh, I actually kind of dug that. I'm at a 4.
Yeah, man. Respect the touchpad scythe gun hand.
You know
holding.
What?
Well, that's the reason why it gets a 4 and not a 5.
Oh, shit.
3.82.
I just, no.
It's like you want to keep pushing the issue. It's 1. Keep pushing.
So good.
3.5.
Oh, man.
3.06.
All right. I think we're done with Spectre.
Yep.
Zero Spectre.
Two more folders.
That you know of.
Oh, that's sick.
If there's folders and folders and folders, I'm going to stab somebody.
Blame the chat.
Next.
Okay.
I like his helmet a lot.
Next.
I was about to say, I need a better picture for the helmet.
I've liked all the helmets.
Yeah.
The budget went for the helmet.
No shit.
Next.
Yeah, the budget went into helmets and cutting sleeves off jackets.
Well, I like the black and purple, obviously.
Yeah.
Helmet's alright. And this one.
Thanks.
Fucking punch that guy.
He's not awful.
Alright, that's it for him.
3.5.
I'm at a 4.
3.
3.3.
3.8.
And he did say 3.3, right, Nick?
Yeah.
Okay.
Because I dig the black and purple. It's just he's not screaming at me.
Right.
With epicness.
3.52.
Okay.
At least he doesn't have a dumb weapon.
Quartet. Necrom B villain.
Okay.
I'm guessing stage show.
We rate this? I'm assuming villain means it's a villain, so I'm gonna go with no.
Yeah, I'm gonna go no with a villain for now.
Yeah, we'll just say that we looked at that guy.
Necrom P, good girl.
What?
Yeah, that's what it says. Necrom P, good girl.
So the Necroms, there's 4 of them. It looks like 3 of them are villains, and then this one's, I don't know, probably
a good girl.
I'm going to have to villain, but they're...
It's the same outfit, just pink.
I'm going to have to take a cue out of fucking Shane's book here soon. Damn.
I don't know. This one might be an actual. Yeah.
It's an actual female, so I mean she's dead.
Yeah, but she still is wearing the same crap the other guy was wearing.
Yeah, there's nothing different. It's just pink. Yeah. I feel like these are all going to be like that, just a different.
Behold, this one is now blue!
Yeah, let's try this.
This one is purple! This one is yellow.
Yeah, blue, pink, red, yellow.
Necron, a red villain.
Oh, it's the same thing, just with red.
Oh my god.
I'm not digging these.
That's why we're just looking at them.
I'm digging the red, but...
Oh.
Oh, look, there's yellow. Now you don't have to look at them.
Yeah, hey, we can skip yellow now.
Yeah.
It's true. Now we can make this episode a little bit less.
That was some fucking innovation.
One less
there.
Folder we have to do.
that's it for that, except for this extra one that I got from Ronin.
Holy shit, what's the... Even though that's really cool, it's exceptionally not canon.
Right.
I'll give it a 5.
Okay, well, Shane's the only score, so that gets a 5.
So that's it for the ghost show.
Well, that was the show.
Cool, we have a minute and a half. Is there anything we could do in a minute and a half?
You can answer a question or two off of that chat.
Well, I would have to open up fucking YouTube again. Hold on, give me like 2 minutes.
And yes, the next show is going to be Game Writers.
Okay.
Which, I'm hoping that one is cool.
Well,
you guys talk about that, I'm going to have to run to the bathroom.
Okay,
I'm not
going to
be around for that one then.
We probably won't do it today.
Oh. So we're only doing the one episode today?
Yeah, we normally try to go till noon.
Yeah, but we usually do 2 episodes.
Not always.
I guess that's
it. It depends. If we at least try to stream until 12. Sometimes our episode is quick, and then we end up going into another one, and wherever that one takes us, we accept it.
Right. And for those of you wondering how to send the pictures, you get a hold of Scott on Facebook, and... send him the messages over Messenger. The photos over Messenger.
See, it might be barely 10 a.m. for you. It is a minute till noon for us.
Yeah, we're Central Time.
And I have shit to do today.
Gotta do shit during the quarantine.
Well, speaking of doing shit, I say we end this because now I'm starting to feel that doing what Shane did in the middle of the stream.
Well, Scott already ran out to go do that. Bill already said he has to.
Wait, right. Next series is Amazon's, is it? Series? What's the next one?
No.
No, next is X-Ray.
Amazon's is after that.
Yeah, it's literally right there on the fucking screen. So here.
Oh, okay, yeah.
So we just did Ghost, so next is X-Aid. Then after that is Amazon's. Then we go to Build, Zio, and then this 2020 Sentai. Oh, that's the 2020 guys. Okay, so that's the first images. So we could technically do that later. But either way, you're looking at the folder right here. This is what we got going. So Shane, say your thing.
Bye.
Damn.
Awesome. Well, fun times. Bye, guys.
Hey, guys. Did you like that podcast? If so, remember to check out FandomNight.com. At FandomNight.com, you can drop a line to this show, or you could check out other podcasts as well. We cover all kinds of topics, everything from comic books, wrestling, movies, TV shows, video games, animes, mangas. It's outrageous. We seem to have a podcast for just about everything, and you have access to it just by going over to FandomNight.com. So check it out, guys. We're going to get out of here.